What's good, family? This is the homie Commotion, and welcome to Coded Black. I really appreciate you for tuning in once again, man. First off, I want to apologize for not posting any episodes for the last week and a half. I've been really putting in work, man, working on these visual episodes. Like I've told y'all in the last couple of episodes, man, we finally did it. I got a platform to put the episodes on. Shout out to No Days Off Radio, because I will be debuting my first official Coded Black show on the 30th of April. That's next Monday. So please tune in, man. I would really appreciate it if you do. But man, how y'all doing today, man? Hope you woke up on the right side of the bed. Hope your spouse ain't arguing with you. Hope your kids ain't getting on your nerves, man. Because I know how it goes, even though I don't have kids. But, you know, I just hope that you're feeling good today, man. It's Sunday. You know, just keep positive spirits. But, man. It's a little rainy here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's about 63 the high today. And the low today is about 55. So, it's cool breeze, man. Can't complain at all. If you want to pop the window open, read a book, have a little movie day today, Netflix and chill, or whatever, man, you can do it. Because we all know when it's raining, man, we don't feel like doing too much, you feel me? Especially when the wind blowing like it is today. But, man. Yeah, man, let's go. If we can, let's go ahead and get into the quote of the day. We will shape and mold this country, or it will not be molded and shaped at all anymore. Bars. Shout out to the goddess Nina Simone, the black singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, and activist in the civil rights movement. Simone employed a broad range of musical styles, including classical, jazz, blues, folk, R&B, gospel, and pop. Yo, jack of all trades, man. Shout out to the goddess. We really appreciate that quote, man. I feel like it speaks for itself. But man, if we can, let's go ahead and get into the topic of the day. I almost said quote of the day. That quote was so good. So the topic. Is it okay for a woman to be the breadwinner in her house? Should a man pay all the bills by himself and the woman keep money to herself, or should things be 50-50? So that's something like a three-part question. So, you know, I'm going to give how I feel first, man. For me, I think it depends on the vision of both partners. I mean, is it investing? Do they already have great jobs? Is one of them the stay-at-home parent? Because, you know, I personally believe the man should work and pay most of the bills, but it is a partnership. So I feel like the woman could help out so that his money wouldn't be strained and stressed. I mean, if the kids are included, the same standards are relevant as far as the partnership. I mean, I think of it as, I want to say like an 80-20 ratio balance. You feel me? But, you know, I don't feel like it's okay for the woman to be the sole breadwinner in the household. You know, I wasn't raised that way. And if the man doesn't work, the man doesn't eat, period. Ain't no woman about to, I hate to see that, dog. Ain't no woman about to go to work, you know what I'm saying, slave, you know, do overtime and all that stuff, and you got a man sitting at home with no illness, ain't nothing wrong with him. He just sitting there playing the game and stuff. Probably playing the game with your kid, you know? I just don't agree with that, man. Furthermore, I mean, if you're a self-respecting man, would you really want a woman to be the sole breadwinner anyway? Now, we all need help from time to time, and we all need to ease the pressure and strain from, you know, working sometimes. But it's different ways to do that. Take trips, you know, so that you won't feel like, you know, you're just a man working for a woman that's not doing anything. Because I got to give a woman that credit, man. They go through a lot of stuff. And they still have enough energy and stuff to take care of kids and support you. So shout out to the queens and the goddesses, man. Someone had just enlightened me on what queen actually means. So I really won't be saying that word anymore. unless it slips out. Queen was a whore in, I think, Egyptian terminology. Don't quote me on that, but I'm going to say goddess from now on. But, yeah, man, I mean, goddess shouldn't have to go through that, you know? I mean, as far as the woman keeping money to herself, you know, I like for women to empower themselves, you know? Me personally, I don't even like to ask my mom for money if I'm struggling. So why would I ask my wife or a girlfriend, you know, boo thing, whatever, whatever the situation is, I'm not going to ask. A woman be the last person I ask, put it like that. I mean, you know, 20 here, 20 there, you know, we all struggle from time to time. But when you start talking about $100 and all this stuff, dude, like, you got to man up, man, make it happen, you feel me? You know, and I think that's one of the main problems in our society. Men, you know, they feel like women owe them something. First of all, don't nobody owe you nothing, bro. But you need to get up and make your own money, man. I hate seeing dudes acting like they just the stuff. And like they just, you know, just really popping because you got a woman taking care of you, dog. That's not cool, man. First of all, your mom should be ashamed of you. And, you know, whatever woman that raised you, that was in your life, she should be ashamed of you. And if you weren't raised by a woman, whoever was your guardian should be ashamed of you for doing something like that. Like, I never agreed with nothing like that. You a grown man. Make your own money, man. And a woman should not be the breadwinner of the house. Now, like I stated, it does depend on the situation of both partners. Because when you factor in life and trying to build your credit and then kids and all this other stuff, you know, something has to be worked out, man. Because in a partnership, technically it is supposed to be 50-50 unless it's something else that has worked out, you know. But in a partnership, there's things that need to be talked about, certain stipulations, certain situations that come up. How will you handle those situations? Now, being that it is life, you know, life can throw anything at you. Anyone can fall on their behind. A billionaire can fall on his behind. But it's about how we respond to these situations, you know. But I mean, that's pretty much my summary for my response. You know, if you feel differently, please let me know. Please call in. Let's interact. I haven't forgot about you all on Anchor.fm. Believe me, I haven't. Like I said, I just been working, man. You know. But please chime in. Let me know how you feel. I'll restate the question one more time, so you ain't got to rewind and listen to the whole topic again. But the question is it okay for a woman to be the breadwinner in her house? And should a man pay all the bills by himself and the woman keep her money to herself? And should things be 50-50? You know, about a 4-part question, man. But like I said, I love the interaction on Anchor.fm. And I'll be checking out you all's episodes more often, man. I've been slacking. And, you know, I feel like it's really like a community, a small community and family on this app, man. So we're going to make it happen, dog. Let me know what you think, though, man. You know, the goal is always to educate, inspire, enlighten. EIE. I'll be having my Coder Black gear soon. You know, you can follow me on social media at CODD_BLACK. Coder _Black. And on Coded Black 0. So it's just like the name I just stated, but everything together. So Coded Black 0. CODD3DBLACK 0, man. Follow your boy. You can also follow my personal page, Commotion. Commotion _. Excuse me. But yeah, man. Like I always say, man, I appreciate you for tuning in. I really do. And always remember. Always. Remember. Winners make adjustments. Peace, family. Commotion checking out. I wanna know, better yet, let me decide. Bitch, it's 2018. Let me pick the things I'm funding from an app on my screen. Better that than letting whack congressmen I've never seen dictate where my money goes. Straight into the palms of some money hungry companies that make guns that circulate the country and then wind up in my hood making bloody clothes. Straight bullet hit a young boy with a snotty nose. From the concrete, he was probably rose. Now his body froze, and nobody knows what to tell his mother. He did good at the white man's schools. Unlike his brother who was lost in the streets all day, not using rubber, so right now he got two on the way. Still sleep on covers in his mama house. She can't take this shit no more, she want him out. On the morning of the funeral, just as she's walking out, wiping tears away, grabbing her keys and sunglasses, she remembered that she gotta file her taxes. Damn. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.